Okay. All right. So the Gemara in the bottom of Daled Amud Beis, going over to Hamad Aleph, was trying to find the source for the fact that the minimum size of the dolphin of a sukkah has to be Asara Tvachim, and the Gemara had a whole limud from the Aron together with the Kaporis that added up to 10 Tvachim, which indicated that it's a separate location because HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down only to that point, no further down. And they also demonstrate that when Moshe Rabbeinu and Eliyahu HaNavi went up, they went up no more than within 10 Tvachim and some, so that's considered a separate Rishus B'fnei Atzma. And therefore we have a Mokar that a separate Rishus is 10 Tvachim, and that impacts the size of the Mechitzas of the finest of the Sukkah. And also, as Tosus pointed out, the bottom Tosus, it also has relevance to, in fact, in a certain sense, has more relevance to for Shabbos and Mechitzas for that purpose. And we tried to figure out yesterday a little bit why, what the connection is, other than the fact that it's a Mechitzah, but why the Mechitzah is so important. And that is that it suggested that the Sukkah has to be a Mokum with Neatzma to qualify as a deal. So I mentioned that the Achronim are bothered by the whole flow of this Gemara in the first place. They look in the 17, that you're up to the Pnei Yehoshua over here. Yes, Akasha, what do you mean? You have a whole limud v'yeshlo dakdek lomali cross swari. We know the ain adam dar b'dir srucha. Right? I mean, we know that smaller than 10 tvachim is a srucha, which is uncomfortable, unpleasant place. It's a 10 tvachim high, it's not that high. They barely fit in there. So who wants to live in such a small place? That's Einar and Darb Dira Suva. The Hamahai Tamaguf of Pshitel and Ma'el, because that's what the Gemara would said earlier, that even if you have a sukkah which is more than 10 Tvachim high, but Hutzin, right, Afilo Begavon, sorry, but Hutzin Yardin Lamatra, sorry, Psula, right, even if you have a sukkah that fundamentally is high enough, more than 10 Tvachim high, but the branches and twigs and, you know, leaves and whatever are extending below 10 Tvachim, and the Gemara says that's no good because because it's a diras rucha, it's havada. If the thing isn't 10 tvachim high in the first place, it's also a diras rucha. So what do we need a whole limud from the aron, the kaparas, and so on? So Pnei Yeshua, so all the achronim, and there are more, all the achronim printed here deal with this kashim, a few different answers. The Pnei Yeshua says, v'anir b'zeh, divada b'sukkah b'sukkah b'sukkah. It's true that if we're only concerned about sukkah, then we wouldn't need this whole limud. However, since, as Tosus pointed out, we're also trying to seek a mokor for separate rishus for Shabbos, the 10 tefachim of rishus for Shabbos, that's a related din. And not only that, but that's one teretz. In other words, for sukkah itself, we could have sufficed with the limit of diras rucha, but you know, we're trying to broaden it. We're trying to say that sukkah is the same din as Shabbos, as Tosos pointed out. So therefore, they want to find something to work for Shabbos too. There's no concept of diras rucha when it comes to Shabbos. Then the Pnei Yehoshua, that's really one teretz. And that really, I think, to me, dovetails with what we were saying yesterday, that we're trying to show that it's not just a din in diras rucha, which I thought was a din in teshu kein tadur. It's a lack of teshu kein tadur. Teshu kein tadur is you live in this dwelling place as you would normally live in your regular home. And nobody would live in such a home on a regular basis. That's a din in teshu kein tadur. We've broadened that. It's not just a din in teshu kein tadur, din in makom, especially we took that Reb Chaim, that his whole idea is to be surrounded to qualify as a separate makom. We say the same thing by sukkah, if that source is correct, that maybe with Pnei Yehoshua is hinting at here as well. The second terror, okay, right? Second terror is, who are din with sukkah? Kishe ein had tfanas magiyas l'scha. Bein ha-mechitz is gron asor. He says, we also discussed already, you have a sukkah where the tfanas don't reach all the way up to the scha. Okay? And so therefore the defanas, the mechitza, are lower than 10 tefachim. So even though the schach is gavoa, even though the schach is much higher than 10 tefachim, so therefore it's not what? Below having diras rucha. So from diras rucha, I wouldn't have known that that's possible. From diras rucha, I would say, well, okay, that's comfortable, you know, it's not a problem. So therefore I wouldn't have known that it's possible. Therefore I feel hockey possible, mela. Therefore we have to know that it's also possible. That's why we want to learn from this pasuk, because the Gemara will say later there's another makar, alacha moshe misina. We want something more than diras rucha, because even by sukkah there is circumstances in which diras rucha would not be enough of an exclusion, namely the case we have in tefanos, which are not 10 tefachim high, but the schach is higher up, the schach, and therefore it's not diras rucha, right? The Efshar Shizu comes out, Kabbalah Satosu, the Masal Sarah Tvachim, and no one, That may be what Tosus is driving at, what I said before. V'zei yisashev gam kein shidus rab bar tanura. I didn't print in the pages, but if you look in the Mishnah, in Sukkah, Mishnah, Parak Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, what the Mishnah says, remember this is all based on the line in the Mishnah, that says, she'ena go asar tochim, so the bar tanura, comment in the Mishnah, says, why? Because of diras rucha. What do you mean, because of diras rucha? It's because of this pasuk with the arms or whatever other mokra the Gemara is going to give us. Right, so says the Pnei Yeshua. V'zei yisashem gamkein shitas rabbar tenu shekasim mishnasenu time of the pachas masar tochim mishum dirusucha came the kush to the milso hachiu. Because that's the truth. Dafilu behutz in the other amount of psulim high time. Even if it's taller than 10 tochim, but it's into, you know, the branches spread down. So that's the real, the ikka reason. So that's what the Pnei Yeshua is the teretz is. Then he gives another teretz. Oh, nearly the besuka nami lo sagi b'high time or the dirusucha lechud. Because another reason we discussed this as well last month. Remember, we said that the noy sukkah, if they're hanging lower down, that doesn't qualify as a dibur sukkah. I remember why? Because you put them there, you want it, and you indicated you're comfortable, right? Upirish Rashi, the hainu nami le'inyan im ayideh hanoyin mismaid gova sukkah b'chusim asor. And Rashi there said, on Daf Yud Beis, that even if because the noy becomes less than 10 tefachim, it's okay. And Kosu Sham Tosa said, they came and the noya suyin lo mikra dibisuchayin shom. So therefore, says the Pnei, right? That, remember that we discussed that, right? So I don't have to go over that again. We came under hachihu in kain in piris tachten noy yesh lahachshav filo maschach atzmon nami pochas masor. I might have thought, okay, let's, what's the case over there? The case over there is where the schach is more than asara, so it's a kosher sukkah, but the noy sukkah made it less. I might assume from there that even if the schach is less than 10 tefachim, right, I put noy suk under that. Okay, I feel him as schach atzo nami pochus mazor. The mai shno, I'm saying, became the hachiu in kain in piris tachter noyan. Yesh lahach shor feel him as schach atzo nami pochus mazor. The mai shno ha ein ikra schach nira. Okay, what's the difference? What's the difference when the schach is higher than 10 tefachim and there's noy suk in the way? There's some kind of decorative sheets or whatever in the way that makes it, let's say, 8 tefachim. And if the schach was, let's say, not 10 tefachim, that was 9 tefachim, when I have something under the 8 tefachim. Either way, it comes out the same, no? Right? So, the ain't ikra schach, they were sukkah in either case. Afilo hachik shera, the lo mikir di resucha. And you told me when the person puts the noy sukkah that far down, it shows that he doesn't mind, that's not called di resucha. So I might have thought it's okay. Right? If you follow the Shulah's svara, he's saying that if putting noy lower down obviates, eliminates the problem of diras rucha. Okay, so then even if the schach wasn't 10 tefachim to begin with, if the schach is lower, the noy sukkah, you're indicating I'm comfortable with that, I'm okay with that, I'm comfortable living there. So good, it should work even if the sukkah is, the schach is not 10 tefachim. So kamashulana, mashena kin lamaydi afin go mikra or mehilchus. But now that we have a pasuk or halacha which we've seen, it tells it's got to be 10 tefachim. Lo olam bina mir shei ikra schach gavo asar. Okay, din lo kain tzulo miskasha they noy sukkah shalamata kain nirelis. There's another text, right? It really goes back in a certain sense to the previous teretz in that even in sukkah there are situations where diras rucha would not pass by itself. That's the bottom line. Okay, and as we in a chanami diras rucha is the ikka reason, as the Bar Tanura says in the Mishnah. But the Mishnah says either because we want to show that it's a din by Shabbos, and if we take it a step further, we suggested yesterday, because by Sukkah also it's a makom, also to be a makom, so therefore we need a pasuk because diras rucha is not the issue. Or even within Sukkah, there are certain cases where diras rucha is not going to apostle this particular Sukkah alone, and therefore we need another limit, right? Okay, that's the Pnei Yeshua came there really. Now he says, "Midyei Shachanak Osmal Yisuka Leka Diras Rucha Ma She'in Kein De Leka Asar." Okay, he says, you know, you can argue with the noy suk issue, okay, when it's less than 10 tefachim, but anyway, that's the Pnei Yeshua. All right? The Sfas Emes, with the next source, I'm going to clear the Pnei Yeshua, there's a few good tidbits. The Sfas Emes has another angle. Sfas Emes is not by us. Sfas Emes is back on Dal and Aleph, where the Gemara brings up Diras Rucha. Remember the case of Hutzin. So that was the Gemara, Asavar Abaya Lamemer. Remember back on Dalav and Aleph, the Gemara says, doesn't want, but before the pictures, okay, it says, before the diagrams, it says, Hoy said, well, you'll talk Mahutz and you'll talk Yud. Asavar Abaya Lamemer, as long as Chamtam, it's still to the Kosher. Rabbi says, no, because of Diras Rucha, right? That's what we introduced formally, the Diras Rucha. So that's what the Sfas Emes is commenting on. Da'al al-Alef. The Ramas will show him the Gemara. Sovar Abayel Neymar. And Amalei Rabban Adir Sucha, etc. So Kosa Ritva, we discussed this. Okay, Kosa Ritva. The Yeshom del Chathilahu deposo Rava. That Rava, when he says it's a problem, is only the Chathila. Okay? Ubevada Ipshat Tagamar Mashal Rava Polig Ahad Amar Abayel Dikshere. Okay? Even though he says the pshat of the Gemara, the Rav is arguing altogether, but there is at least a shita that says it's just a problem of the chatchila, and the b'dyevet, the dirasrucha is only the chatchila problem. Okay, well, if we stop right here, that's an answer to our question, because we ask, what do you need this whole limud from the Aron or from whatever other source that's 10 tefachim? Is the minimum size of the wall? Isn't a dirasrucha? Yeah, but dirasrucha is only a problem of chatchila. We're searching here for something that's going to pasul. Completely. Okay? Now, Bach B'Sefer Beis Yisrael, I'm not sure, you know, Sfas Emes was a Ger Rebbes, it was a descendant of his called a Beis Yisrael. That's obviously not his quoting here. Okay, so I'm not sure what Sefer this is. Bach B'Sefer Beis Yisrael was a Ger Rebbe, I think two Rebbes ago, maybe by now, three Rebbes ago was in Yisrael. He was a Beis Yisrael. So, but anyway, Bach B'Sefer Beis Yisrael, because our Rambam is really the Rachel Chathchila Psula. The Rambam taka hold. Remember, we had that lashon. The Rambam, we were medayik. The Rambam had the lashon. Remember, tzorach lizoher. Remember, we spoke about that. Lizoher means be careful, try, but it doesn't sound like it's possible. Remember, so this basis shows the Rambam said the rakla chachilah psulu. Maybe ray al dvar, but the hutzuch hagmor lekam, and he brings a ray. How do we know? We the hutzuch hagmor lekam and lilmo the boy gova yud mehad the aron tisha kapar stefa velomishim dirusuha elavada the mahay tano mister b'devin. He brings a ray. Then how do we know that Rava was only a problem, Hudson is only a problem with the Evid? It's only a problem with the Chathil, the Evid would be good. Because otherwise, why would the Gemara, our question, why would the Gemara Taka need another Limud from Aron Kaporis when you had Dirasukha? Evidently, Dirasukha was only a problem with the Chathil, the Evid is good. That's why the Gemara wanted to bring it up here. And Taka, everyone disagrees with this, who holds that Rava is going, even the Evid, Rava's apostles completely. So that's similar to the Pnei Yeshua's text, right? He said they have a case where the schach is lamala me'asor, so it's not a dirasrucha problem, but the mechitzas don't reach all the way. So I might have thought that's good. Al dirasrucha would be good. It's another dirasrucha. It's a tall enough room to be comfortable. That's like the Pnei Yeshua's teretz, right? Okay, but there's no time dirasrucha. Rak mahad or malocha the shur mechitzah keni really. Okay, now in the brackets of adayin kosher the menor legmara had the tana chain go yotzvachem psula kaya mechitzah dima kaya schach. He asks an interesting question. And just in general, and that's against the Pnei Yeshua too, it's an interesting question. He says, when the Mishnah says, Ein a goa asar tfachim, who said that's talking about the walls? It's a Pnei Yeshua's teretz, and this teretz the Sfas Emes says as well, that you know why we need the Gemara to tell us that 10 tfachim is no good based on a pasuk with the Aron? Because you can concoct a case where it wouldn't be dirasucha, namely, where the schach is lamala me'aser, asar tfachim. And the walls are shorter, so you need to tell us that the wood's no good. Yeah, but 1 second. Who says? I mean, maybe in the Mishnah, and who says when our Mishnah says "Ein Agvo Asar Tvachim" is possible? Who says time talking about the walls? Okay, maybe the walls can be shorter. Who says? Okay, Dilma Koy Aschach. Maybe talking about the Aschach has to be 10 Tvachim. Dumya the Reisha the Gavol Amal Mechav the Koy Aschach. The first part of the Mishnah, which says that the sukkah is puzzle if it's more than 20 amos high, is talking about what's more than 20 amos high. It's schach. So it stands to reason, says the Sfas Emes. The second phrase of the Mishnah, which says that it's puzzle if it's less than 10, is also about the schach. So who says? Maybe Enachalami. Okay, the walls, if it's more than 10 tfachim high, and it's not a dira sukkah, and the walls are less than 10 tfachim, it's good. Who says it's no good? Right? So he says, the only problem is Taka Dirasukha. Ubemes Harav, Rav is Rabbi Bartanura. Okay, Rav, Varesh Ayn Bez is Rabbi Novadja Bartanura on the Mishnah. Pirish came. And Ryan Pitazon, Penishu, and so on. So it's an interesting refutation, or at least a challenge, to that teretz that he himself advanced and the Penishu advanced. That you need to tell me that it's possible What do you need? If you have dirasucha, what do you need the pasuk for? A case where it's not dirasucha and the walls aren't 10 tefachim wide. Says that, so who says it has to be like that? Who says that's what the Mishnah means? It's not a bad point. Anyway, ubalavach yesh lomai, he says, nami, the dirasucha pasuk avdi v'yevet rak midrabana. He says, but you could make a case, and here's the chiluk. That which a dirasucha is pasuk, okay, he doesn't want to go back like Abayis, like the beginning. He said it's only a chatchila problem. No, dirasucha is a problem. Rava argues all the way, but only on a drabbanan level. And a lakama in the gemara later. Again, he's talking about dalan al. So when he says later, it means our gemara dalan beis. That's from the raisa paslinan. Udvar da Abayis. Okay, in other words, the sasemis basic teretz is the nechanami dirasucha. That's a rabbanan issue. Okay, so midrabbanan tak, it's no good dirasucha. But what we're looking for in our gemara is some mokar what the daraisa has got to be ten tefachim. Dirasucha only tells me midrabbanan has got to be ten tefachim. We're looking for a source daraisa. That's the sasemis teretz. Okay, that's a different teretz. Yeshama dirasucha pasal dim rak midrabbanan. Well, the common midaraisa pasal. Well, the dvar of the abaye yeshayin and tzarfan atzel the hutz and liotzuf muro. Oh, that's a different issue. Okay, but in any event, you follow. So the Sfasema says the difference is we don't want the rice, we don't want the rabbanon. Dirasucha is the rabbanon. Okay, then we're talking about the rice. Okay, good. The Aruch HaNeir has two different terutzim to this kasha. Okay, the Aruch HaNeir back there on Daf Dalet Aleph source. Am I okay with Sfasema? Yeah. Okay. The Aruch HaNeir on Daf Aleph with Marvein Adam Dar b'Dirasucha Rava statement by the Hutzim. I am Britvo, Shekosa the Das, Ktsas Mechacham, Zainarach the Chatchila. Abdiyevet lo posel. Okay, there are some, the Britvo says some hold like that, and we saw Benirish is there, Das Haramah, like we said. Parakemach is all about Shekosa Shem Shatorach Lizo air. You have to be careful, Shelahutin, Hutin Ma'alim, you know, branches and leaves, Yod Tokhutvachum, Shelah Yod, so Yetel Bishosak Mashonam, Dimash with the Rak the Chatchila. Okay, lechor tzarchin, but not the rak halacha zuhi rak lechatchilim. The Aruch HaNeir, I may have told you this Aruch HaNeir when we first learned that sugya. The problem is saying that it's only chatchila. Okay, is that all the other halachas in that section? We have all these halachas, you know, that started on the previous amud. Right, all these they're all came chol shalach shok sugya zuhi emafil b'diavad. All the other disqualification b'diavad. Why would this one be different? Okay, but nearly the ruchia came which was a common. So why? So the Aruch HaNeir, I'll tell you why. Because of our exact point. Nearly the Ochiach came to the common park b'shach. She'ena go you talking about and the puzzle b'shakel v'tari harbe. We're going back and forth. A whole discussion seems extraneous. L'chora my kusha harav mefarish yipachas miyud tefachim diras ruchi. Right. So why did the Gemara have to hack a whole amud and more trying to figure out a mokum? We have already a reason of diras ruchi. And the doche klomer, don't tell me the chol asuga koi kabaye. Okay, that's only a libud abaye. You said there's no problem with dirasucha. That's very sure. To say that our whole gemara, basically the Aruch HaNeir's answer here is, why did the gemara have to bring up a limud from the aron? Because it's going to libud abaye. It doesn't hold from dirasucha. Sure. He said that, don't say that. He says because okay. He says to say it, cholasuga koy kabay the lesley achzor udlo kilchusa biyish ziflug ravar rabchanina b'yochanan all these amoraim with all these people talking about it, it's hard to imagine. L'chein ochi charam v'alkocha chazor dein dar d'rusucha in ochi chatchila. So that's why the Rambam says Aruch HaNeir perhaps holds that the exclusion of d'rusucha is on the chatchila. Otherwise, why would the Gemara need to have a whole presentation to tell you why it's possible, even to the answer is because of the chaton lachatchila according to Rava. Graim tells Yontav Shabir Mashakosa Bartanura, again going back to that Bartanura, Tom the Pachos Home Sul Mishum Dirusucha, the Kosu came in Hutzin, Dikar Tom, Posahu, and so on, because of the Kaparas and everything else, Ralachos Rasina, as we'll see later. Okay? So at this point, the Aruch HaNeir is saying what the Sasemis rejected. Okay, namely that at least I live with the Rambam. Okay, that the psul of the Rishuka is only psul lechatchila, and we're looking here for something that's going to passel pachos. Remember that. Let's go back and keep hand straight. The Mishnah said she'ena go asar tochmas passel, right? And didn't say only lechatchila. Mishnah says it's possible all the way. So we're trying to find a makor for that. Don't tell me Dirasrucha. Dirasrucha is only a Shulchan Tchila. At least according to the Rambam. It's not going to work for the other. At least it works according to the Rambam. That's how the the Aruch HaNer suggests. But, right, the Ein Zeh Tam, Rak Lep Sulu Chatil, is Kashit Rambam. But then he says, Ayin Lekam Nesob Nesher Kasav Ki Yishol Zeh. And I want to give a Teretz that's going to work according to everyone else also. So that's the Aruch HaNer by us. So the next page, source 20. Aruch HaNer here in Sukkah, Dalman Beis. But there was a Sar Tfachin, our Sukkah. Oh, Yesh Lomar, Yishuv Mashik Shina, the Ma Yalak Mikaporis, Dilma Pohas, Masar, Maskul Shus Acher, the Inikvarla Elik Shino, my Parachocha, Minole, how come a farish Ela Tamish, the Pohas Masar, the Rusuchu, right? Same Kasha. Lachain, you really, the low Parach Minole, the Pohas Masar Psula, the Zeb Emesiadin and the Dirusuchu. He said, the Kasha was not a very interesting twist, Rahman said. The Kasha was not, how do we know that Asar Tochim, the less than Asar Tochim is no good. That we know, Dirasrucha, in a Hanami. And it's even been the Eved, like the Rav, the other Rishon, not like the Rambam. Dirasrucha is good enough reason. Rakpar, again, look at the Gemara, right? Look back on the Gemara for a second, on the bottom of the page, the Dalar Beis. It says, quotes the Mishnah, Mishenu Gavu Asar Tochim, Asar Tochim, Minoah. Minoah on what? Minoah on what? How do we know? From where do we know this? From where do we know what? So we understood, from where do we know that less than 10 tochim is no good, right? When you and I read the Gemara, we quote from the Mishnah, and the Gemara asks Minoah, from where do we know this? Where do we know what's the this? What's the pronoun? Where do we know this? Where do we know what? From where do we know that less than that is no good? Says Rachana, no, that's not the kasha. Okay, because that we know, dearest Rucha. And not like before he gave a tarot to the Rambam, Dirasrucha was only a problem with the Eved. But let's assume, like most, that you know, even with the Eved, Dirasrucha is a good reason. Less than 10 Tvachim, and who in the world would sit in such an uncomfortable location? Okay, forget it. It's not Teshuka to do it, it's Dirasrucha. Ella, Rak Parech, third line of 20. Minola and the Sagi Begovah Sarah. Because the Kasha was a different Kasha. The Kasha wasn't how do we know that less than 10 Tvachim is no good? How do we know that that's enough? How do we know 10 tefachim is good enough? 10 tefachim is pretty low also. Okay? Als dirasrucha, you could argue that have 10 tefachim is this high. I mean, are you going to sit and have a meal like that? You know, you sit, you know, cramping. You could argue that that's already dirasrucha. Until what point? So he says, minale de sagi, how do we know sagi is enough? How do we know it's begova asar, l'nechshem gam dirasrucha l'malam asar? The average height of a person is more than 10 tefachim, right? So how do we know that that's already, you understand, the Aruch HaNer here, it's a creative answer. It's the whole kasha, not the way we first thought it was. It wasn't how do we know less than 10 tefachim? No good. We know that from Dira Suva. How do we know you don't need more than 10 tefachim? Yeah.
It's really the Mishrusha is teaching something different Dira Suva.
Is what?
The Din of Dira Suva comes after Mishrusha. This whole Russia is just trying to teach you to dear Srucha.
In effect, yes, that's exactly what he's saying. That's right. He's saying, dear Srucha is, and that works out well with the Bartonora. Bartonora, the Mishnah says, 10 times dear Srucha. Okay? Less than that is dear Srucha. That's what the Bartonora says. But he's saying, how do we know that more than that isn't the dear Srucha? In effect, yes. That this is modifying or clarifying what dear Srucha is. He says, Valzeh Shapir Mitaritz Mikaporis Yalfina Delamala Nasar Rushu Zacharasi. It's a separate rishus. Shiyar the shina adusham alma zeh cholok mediras ben adam. Right? Shiyar ksiv shemayim shemayim etc. Avahad the lamatam asar pasu b'emesadina nahat divesuchi. Uvzeh yeshayah shemayim shishesela bartenura etc. etc. So Enachanami is telling you the dearest. In other words, now to me, if we put this together, what we said is that one could argue, you know, something 11 tefachim is also a divesuchi. But because we have this limud, which teaches us it's a separate domain means it's not connected to, it's a new thing, okay, it's a new area, and therefore it's going to be kosher. In other words, dirasrucha is, like you were saying, dirasrucha is only psul in an area which is not a halachic area. Okay, if it's a halachic area, So then it doesn't matter whether you personally are that comfortable there or not. It's a modification of the rule of Dirasu. I thought it was a very interesting approach. Okay? Yeah.
But the thing that was rather nice about all the other were saying that this drush that we teach you during the Rishrucha,
yeah.
Then like how does Tosfos, how do we take this and repeat it to other?
No, so, you're right. But I think it's good because we're saying what is the din in the Rishrucha? The way I just explained it is what is the din in the Rishrucha? The din is it's the Rishrucha means not a halachic makom. Once a halachic makom, it's always the Rishrucha. It's no longer the Rishrucha. That's again based on what we said yesterday, right? That is, you're right. Well, these answers are very good if it's a local sukkah issue. You go back to the Tanei Shulchan for the first teretz that it's a Shabbos issue. So Enochanami. But I think if we put everything together, it seems that Dira Surucha is not just a matter of your comfort. And I was thinking, you see, it's not just a matter of personal comfort from the noise sukkah issue. There can be, you know, modifications with Dira Surucha. One modification, the area is large enough to be a separate domain, halachically, in Shabbos, other places. So that's already no longer subject to the Yisroel. Good question. I think that's how we go. Okay? Good. All right, so that takes care of that. Now, let's go back to the Gemara. Okay? Yes? Everyone okay? So that's how the Achronim deal with this. Fine. Now let's go back to the Gemara. We are... 3, 6, 9, 12, 15 lines on the top, kind of the middle of the page, a little above the middle of the page, on Dalad Amar Aleph. The Gemara says as follows. So the whole limud where we're up to right now, the limud comes from what? The limud comes from the Aron, which we know is 9 Tvachim, and the, what do you call it, the Kaporis, the covering, was another 10 separate Rishus, everything we said. Good. Now, so the Gemara says, "Bishlama Aron Tisha." How do we know the Aron is Tisha? So the Gemara, they see the pasuk, right? The Asu Aron Atzei Shintim. They were there in Parshas Truma. Okay. Shmos Perakov Hay Pasuk Yud. If he's keeping score, it says, "The Asu Aron Atzei Shintim." Amasayim v'chetzi arko, v'amav v'chetzi rachbo, v'amav v'chetzi komaso. Okay. So it tells you exactly how high the Aron was. Okay. Amasayim v'chetzi komaso. Its height was amasayim v'chetzi, and ama is 6 tefachim. So chetzi is 3 tefachim, 6 plus 3 is 9. Okay? So that's good. So that I'm okay with, says the Gemara. We have a pasuk. Ela kaporis tefach menorah. Who says the kaporis was a tefach in height? Who said? Maybe it was very thin. The kaporis was some kind of covering, right? So maybe it was very thin. Tefach's a fist breadth, and a hand breadth, fist size. Okay? So ela kaporis tefach menorah. Who says that the kaporis is a tefach? It doesn't say that anywhere in the Chumash. Okay, the length and width you can figure out from the Aron because it was a cover. Okay, I mean the Torah doesn't have to tell us how long and wide necessarily the kaporis was, but the height of the kaporis. Who said it was not a tefach? Right? In the Tanya Gemara's kasha, who says it's a tefach? So to be known, the Tani Rabbi Chanina, Tani Rabbi Chanina, kol hakelim she'asa Moshe nosna behen Torah midas arkon umidas rochon. Okay, all the kelim which Moshe made in the Mishkan, the Torah gave its length, the Torah gave its width, the Torah gave its height. But kaporis, midas arka, umidas rachva nasta, midas komasa lo nasta. The Torah never mentions it. Okay, let's take a look in Rashi on the last of the wide lines at the top. Midas komasa lo nasta, midas ovya, it's thick, thickness of this cover. He komas, that's its height, right? She hoisel aron kikisu teva. It was like a covering of a box. So the length and the width, we know it's got to cover the whole box. Okay, but who says? Well, how do we know the thickness? How do we know the height? That's what Rashi says, right? The ovio, the thickness, is the height. How do we know? So the Torah never tells us. It's in question. The Torah never does. It doesn't. Okay. So Gemara says we can figure that. Seil amad mipochos shebekelim. We can learn it out from. Pachos of a kelim, least significant of the kelim. I don't want to say least significant. We're talking about things in the Beis Hamikdash, but Klei Hamikdash, but something which is sort of a secondary. It's not a significant piece, so to speak, of among the kelim. Shenemar regarding the shulchan. Okay, that's a pasuk in also there in Truma. Vasisa lo misgeres tofach soviv. Misgeres is some sort of a border, Okay, it was around the Shulchan. You've all seen diagrams and pictures, I presume, right, of the Mishkan, of Isamikdash. It's some sort of decorative misgeris, okay, like a border on the top of the table. Okay, misgeris tofach, tofach means a tefach. Misgeris tofach saviv. Malahalan tefach, afkan tefach. So just like that. Now that border is not really needed. It's just there as extraneous. That's why the Gemara calls it pachos shebekalim. It was the minimum size, even of that, was a tefach in height. How do we know? Because it says, misgeris tofach. That's what the Torah says, it was a tefach. So that was not really a necessary part of the Shulchan. Okay, so nevertheless, it was in a tefach high. So obviously the kaporis, where the Torah doesn't say anything, it's like, also a tefach high. Okay, that's the minimum size, that's the minimum height of anything. The minimum height is always a tefach. How do we know? Because even the least significant of the kalim was already called a tofach, already had to be a tefach high. Right? Malahala tefach, afkan tefach. So, okay, that's the Gemara's teretz. But the Gemara says, once, Rashi explains, Mizgeris Sofa, like a border. Sofa, Kain Levaz is in Sofa Vashulchan, it's surrounded the Shulchan. Okay. So now the Gemara asks, one second, we're talking here, you're learning the Kaporis out from the Mizgeris? The Mizgeris was Taka's secondary item. Why not say, Benelef Mikalim Gufayu? Why not learn from one of the Kalim? Don't learn from, you're trying to figure out the Kaporis. Okay, the height of the kaporis. Say, well, it's going to be the height of the least important, or the least, I don't know, the least important, you know, the least, I don't know, significant, whatever, the least significant of everything that's mentioned there, and that's the misgeres, because it wasn't really a necessary part of the shulchan. So therefore, the tefach. So it says, well, don't learn from there. Don't learn from the misgeres. We're talking the kaporis here, currently the arum, right? Nailef mikalim. Learn it out from one of the kalim itself. Okay, nailef mikalim gufayu. Okay, which would mean, by the way, I mean, I think the nine tefachim is talking the minimum. Amar v'chetzi is the minimum of all the kalim. So kaporis should also be 9.5. I'm sorry, nine tefachim. Why do you learn one tefach should be 9 tefachim? That's the minimum size of a kalim. That's the Gemara's kasha, right? So here's the Gemara gives a famous answer. This expression is used many times: tafasta maruba lo tafasta tafasta muat tafasta. Period. Okay, you know, you try and grab too much, you have nothing. You try and grab a little, you have what you have. What does that mean? So let's look in Rashi. You've all heard that expression, right? Tafasta muruba lo tafasta. Trying to get too much, right? Sometimes you're trying to figure out to ask somebody something, you need a favor. So you're not going to ask for everything. It's tafasta, you know, let me ask a little bit, I'll get that. You know, I ask too much, I'll get zero. Right? That's the logic of it, right? You ask for too much, you know, you're not going to get anything. Like, you ask for a little. Right, that's usually how you calculate when you're trying to get some of your parents. So tafas to meruba. So Rashi says, "Kol davar shemashmo meruba umuat." When you have something, the way it works in Torah, when you have something which can go either way, it can be either telling you something more or something less. In tafas to hamuat, if you grab the muat, so yofa tafas, you got it. The butzer mehachi lo mashmo, because it doesn't mean less than that. Okay, in other words. Let's bring it over to our case. It's not going to be less than the misgeris. Could it be more than the misgeris? It could be. The Torah doesn't give a shear for the kaporis height. So it could be 9 tefachim. Okay? But misgeris, only 1 tefach, so grab the smaller one. He says, it's not going to be smaller than that. The bottom of the lo yimtze shohar lecha litfos hamaruba hare osifu lecha velo natlam lecha. He says, because if you go for what's less, okay, and you were really supposed to get, we could have gotten more, we were supposed to get more, but at least you know, the Zalad, they'll give it to you, you'll get more, but at least you got, they're not going to take anything away. But if you tafasta amaruba, but if you tried to grab the more, lo tafasta shatanirika shakra, that's a very strange phrase, a liar, a liar fits in exactly, but. I don't know. I don't know what Rashi means by that. Shata nirika shakran. Well, it's a shakran, not a liar. Shakran midvarecha. V'shem amud yechashalich litfos. V'ata hirbesa litfos. And therefore, and the chosel chomash v'yarko, then it'll take away everything. V'anu lo tafasta. Havachachitfos amud. If you'll tov, v'la fasta mosho. If the add what you really get is good, if not, at least you have something. With tafasta maruba, you can end up with nothing. That's a mosho. That's how Rashi learns. Okay, tomorrow's where we'll learn. We'll come back to that at the end of the shiur. Now, okay, that's how Rashi understands. Okay. So I just want to go over a little bit because the Meiri points out this is not, you know, this is I think interesting to know. So I'll digress a little bit. The Meiri here, which I printed in 23, the Meiri says here on Ham and Aleph and Sukkah, "Kol hakelim shosa Moshe nasta Torah b'hamida." Is that true? He said menorah. V'afo pishah menorah lo nichta b'hamida. And I just think the menorah never says how high the menorah has to be. Okay. It never says, okay, Shemanorah lo nichtav amavamida, samchua, nevertheless, even though the Torah takana, again, it's an interesting point, because our Gemara's lotion was, kol ha-kelem shosa Moshe, nostum ha-en Torah midas arkon, is rachman is komasan. The Meiri says, really, the menorah doesn't have it. That's a pretty important clay amiktosh, right? So he says, samchua, b'seder kodshim, the Gemara in Seder kodshim, we'll see in a moment, legova shmona esrei, 18 amas high, okay, 18 tvachim. I'm sorry, 18 tvachim high, okay. Go with shmona esrei, okay. 18 tvachim high. How do we know? So says the Meiri, mi v'zeh maaseh hamenorah, v'zeh begematria shmona osar, okay. V'zeh. Look back that skip down to 22nd. The pasuk in the beginning of Parshas Baloska talks about lighting the menorah in the Mishkan and the Mikdash. Parak ches of the Midbar pasuk dalit. It says, v'zeh ma'aseh hamenorah. So the word v'zeh adds up to gematria 18. Vav is 6, zayin is 7, 6 and 13, hey is 5, 13, 5, 18. So you have a remez. V'zeh ma'aseh hamenorah, v'zeh b'gematria shmona osa. Okay? Now, the Meiri is right, there is such a Gemara. Okay, if you look in source 24, it's a Gemara, Menachas Chav Ches Obeis. Amar Shmuel Mishmei Desava, Shmuel said in the name of some other elder, the Rashi says in 25, Mishmei Desava, Mishum Zah. Like in modern Hebrew, Saba is a grandfather. It really means an older person. It comes up in Gemara in a few places. Mishmei doesn't mean his grandfather. He says, Mishum Zah Ken Echad. When you read the Gemara, don't read Amar Shmuel Mishmei Desava. Shmuel said the name of his grandfather. It doesn't mean his grandfather. It means an older person. Right? Rashi said, Mishum Zah Ken Echad. But what did he say? Govo Shumanor Shmona Sar Tvachim. The height of the Nora is 18 Tvachim. Okay? Now, if you look in Tosis there, Menachas, Chav Chesan Beis, 26. Gova Shemanor Yud Ches Tvachim. Yesh Omer Shemun Atam. The Nafkal on Misov, where they get that from? I mean, you have a nice Gematria, is it? Misnifin Sheitz HaShulchan L'tzorach Lechem Upon Him. Shur Gova on Yud Ches Tvachim. Okay, but Hamanorah Haisala Hoyer Ala Shulchan. The menorah was opposite the Shulchan. You've seen diagrams in the Mishnah of Yisimintas. The menorah was opposite the Shulchan in the Kodesh. Right? Menorah was opposite the Shulchan. So menorah is supposed to shed light on the shulchan, not that I could have broken the light, but you know, for covenants on the menorah sheds light. And he says that these pieces or parts of the shulchan were 18 tefachim high, therefore the menorah had to be at least 18 tefachim high. The Tosfos doesn't like this at all. V'nira delo Omar Rabbeinu Tam Dor Zeh Me'olam. There's no way Rabbeinu Tam. Someone else might have said it, not Rabbeinu Tam. No way ever said this. Dos nifin k'neged lechem upon him. These pieces that stick out like shelves there by the lechem, where they put the lechem upon him. Well, the common perch de lechem. Later, Gemara Menachos Tzadivav Amrin Le Meir Shulchan Yud Beis Tvachon Lamala Rabbi Yudah Tesvav Levad. The Mikdash of Shulchan is Yud Beis Tvachon. That was only 12 Tvachon high. Rabbi Yudah says it was 15. Either way, it wasn't 18. Okay, so Tosfos finds it hard to believe it in time. Would say something which is against the Gemara. Okay, that the Shulchan, the things were 18 Tvachim high. No, they weren't. Now, that could be that the menorah was 18 Tvachim high. We're not challenging the menorah. Tosfos is not challenging the menorah was 18 Tvachim high. What he's saying is, but it's not because of some connection to the Shulchan. That's what Tosfos rejects, because this doesn't work. Okay, because, you know, the Shulchan wasn't that high. All right, but whatever it was, we have a Mokar. Again, the Pasuk in Bahalos, you see there, the Balaturim. Whom we might expect it. I don't know if I would have expected the Gematria from the Meiri back in the 23, but we do expect it from the Balaturim, and it doesn't disappoint. Over there in Baloska Perches of Bamibar Pasadala, Vizeh Maisavanara, Vizeh Ola Yurches. Shagolishmara Yurches Tvachim. The word Vizeh is 18. Okay. All right, now, the Rambam actually goes into great detail. So does the Gemara. I didn't print the whole Gemara in Menachos Chav Ches and Beis back in source 24, but the Rambam prints it out. Source 29, Hilchos Beis Samechira Per Gimel Alav Yud. Rama says Gova Hamenora Ayah Shmona Sar Tefa, and he tells exactly how it was. Haraglayim Per Shoshal Tovim. Okay, you had, you know, the menorah had on it kaftorim ufrochim, right? Certain types of flowers and cups. You can, again, I'm sure you've all seen diagrams or artists rendering of the menorah of the Mishkan. Forget about it, whether the branches were bent or they were straight. Or, you know, but okay, you know, all the Chabad menorahs are straight; they fall around, right? For Hanukkah. But anyway, so he says, Rabbah. So our Gemara perchos the tefachim, which they tefachim chovak. Bottom three tefachim was like this, and it was three tefachim just plain metal. Then tefach shemal giga b'givya b'akaf. So for every tefachim chovak, okay, I'm not going to spend that much time on it. You read it yourself, you can see exactly where, how tall it was, and it comes out that it's 18 tefachim. That is in terms of the height, okay, of the menorah. What's interesting, it never says how long or wide the menorah was. Right, and as we have the menorah, so how much good it's 18 tefachim. But you know, part of my crude art. Here's the menorah, and I would all the things on it, whatever. Okay, you have the menorah here, 18 tefachim high. This is 18 tefachim high. But it could be like this, right? Much, you know, much further apart. The branches could be further apart. Okay, or angled in a different way, that's much wider. If you follow him, you know, but that we don't know. Okay, but that the Rambam doesn't mention. Now there is a pasuk that I share with you. It's a Malbin. Okay, I admit that I don't know where he gets it from. The pasuk can be in Emor. The end of Parshas Emor, Parak Chof Dalet, talks a little bit about the menorah in Shulchan also. Okay. Matter of fact, this is a side point. Again, the menorah's information is found in Parshas Tetzaveh, at the beginning of Tetzaveh. That's our Parshas Truma, at the beginning of Tetzaveh, talks about the light of the menorah. Of course, it's repeated in Ma'akla Pekudeh, so that's where it belongs by the Mishkan. It's mentioned, as you just saw, by Bahalosko, after the dedication of Mishkan, right? Actually laying out the last day of Hanukkah. And then you have the menorah also mentioned in Parshas Emor. It's interesting, just as a side point, Parshas Emor, Parak Chav Gimel, of Vayikra is called the Parshas HaMoedos, all the Yom Tovim I mentioned. In fact, many of the details of the mitzvahs of the Yom Tovim I mentioned in Parshas Emor. Vayikra, Parak Chav Gimel starts with Shabbos, then goes on to Pesach, and says Omer, and Shavuos, and Rosh Hashanah, Kippur, and Sukkot. That's where, you know, in terms of the mitzvahs. Not talking about the regular, it's not talking about the Karbana so much, it's reference, but it's only the mitzvahs. That's where, you know, the Sukkot, we quoted earlier in the year, that's where the mitzvah issue of the Sukkot is found, that's where the Alminim is found, okay, or that's where Shofar is found, that's where Fasting of Kippur is found. Okay, anyway, immediately after that, Parakov Gimel comes, Parakov Dalet, is about the menorah, so someone remez, you know, the Hanukkah. So you have all the Shalosh Regalim and Rosh Hashanah Kippur and Shabbos all mentioned in Parakov Gimel. The next thing is about Hanukkah. Okay, anyway, so what does it say? By the Rosh Hashanah, Parakov Dalet. Tzavos Menchel Bikwilech Hashem and Zay Zoch Chasidim or Alalez Nair Tomid. Michutz the parochah zedus ba'omoy yarachus armer ba'broker lifnei Hashem tamid chukas v'rosechel al menorah atoy yarachus aneros lifnei Hashem tamid. Now the Malbim over there on that pasuk, it's Os Reish Yud Gimel, source 31. The Malbim says v'nei Hashulchan mitzafon v'negdo haminorah v'darach ha'mishulchan min hakosel shnei amos u'mechza. Okay, he is trying to describe the layout, the you know, the ground, you know, the measurements, the dimensions of the Beis Hamikdash, or Mishkan actually, and it says there that the shulchan was 2.5 amos away from the end of end of the kodesh. But shulchan haya archa yud beis tochon l'ram ulas ulasor l'riyah. Machlokes how long the shulchan was. The rochav haminorah of the Mishkan was ram paragimus mezchira achid lo ala. L'shmona tefachim. Okay, I for one have no idea where he got that from. Okay, it's eight tefachim. That's what he says. It was less than eight tefachim. In Cain, he heard a mabed amnor nochah shulchan b'shova elov nochah shulchan b'moshe when I closely yosu mishalos mechzo l'chein amar poshin shikrav haner miyuchad l'chutz aparochas. He's working out the psukim over there, but for whatever the reason, he gives a measurement. He said it's mucha from the Rambam. I didn't see it in the Rambam. Okay, and I, you know, I have no clue how he was reading it. I just don't know. Okay, maybe it had to do with the dimensions being sort of like, what's my word? Everything matches. Not parallel.
Symmetrical.
Thank you. Okay, it was a man. I'm not sure. I don't know. I'm not good enough with math and abstract and things like that. But could be more symmetrical that way. I don't know. Okay, but I'm just pointing out. I mean, the Malbim was a great, you know, a great Talmud Chacham. Matter of fact, I remember reading the biography of the Malbim. Well, one of the biographies, I guess. They were putting out English as far as I know, but the Hebrew biographies says about the Malbim. He was the generation before Reb Chaim in Bris, you know. So, suppose, according to this story, Reb Chaim was talking to somebody about who the Gedolim, who he felt the major Gedolim were the previous door. And so this once, and he says that, of course, he doesn't say who, but he says that three people he considered to be the Gedolim of the previous generation. And he says, if you take one out and put him in the Malbim, I'll accept that too. Okay, I'll accept that too. So, he held for the Malbim. The Malbim is, you know. The Malbim wrote a sefer called Artos HaChayim, a sort of Mishnah Berurah style sefer, at the beginning of Orach Chaim. We didn't finish it. Okay, I don't know. It goes as far as, I don't know. To the Zimbus, I forgot. But through his tongue, not that much. And he has the Shulchan in the middle and the side there, like the Mishnah Berurah Garloch, very similar. The Mishnah Berurah actually quotes him once in a while. You see, Aleph Reish Hei Ches, there's Artos HaChayim. Now, and then he wrote, of course, I mean, the Malbim, I guess, is best known for his parish on Tanakh. Okay, I mean, you know, he wrote the whole Tanakh. So, and he was very sharp-tongued, the Malbim. So somebody supposedly, you know, said to the Tanakh, said to him, what are you writing a parish on Tanakh? Finish the Arches Achayim, you know, the Yeshiva person said it to him. He said, okay, you write the parish on Tanakh. You know, it's not so simple to write a parish on Tanakh. You know? So, and not just the Tanakh, the one on the Chumash, if you're not aware, okay, one of the Chumash, he goes to the Medrash Halacha. The Malbim was a great Baal Halacha. His parish on the Chumash called the Torah Mitzvah is he takes in Shmos and Mechilta and Vayikra the Sifra and Minudra and the Sifrei, you know, and he goes to what the Chazal is saying, explains the Pesukim, you know, he has a lot of things, and in Tanakh, a lot of things about words that are similar but not exactly the same, you know, a great go. So, I just don't know where he got it from, you know, in terms of where he sees Lo Olo Shemona Tvachim. I mean, he says it, so that's why I showed it to you, but I don't know where, you know, why, I mean, I have no idea where it's from. Okay? But, alright, at least we have one sheet. I also put in the sheet the Rokeach. Rokeach was a Rishon, the Velez Rokeach, one of the Balei Tosfos. In fact, it's very bottom of the back page. This is in his parish on the kind of tour, in Samach Bava. He's a parish on the Siddur. The regular Sefer Rokeach is a Sefer Halacha. But he has a lot of Ramazim, like the Tur Baal Tur, a lot of Ramazim, a lot of. You know, again, it's one of the Balei Tosfos, the Velez Rokeach. As a matter of fact, he's the one, he writes in his Hakdama, he's the one who instituted or popularized the idea that when a person writes a Sefer, a lot of times people write a Sefer, they hint at their name in the Sefer. You know, I don't just mean the. You know, the okay, so the guy's in the Shmuel, he calls it Bar Shmuel. So sometimes they're clever hints. It's a Gematria, it's something, you know, let's say, the Netziv's commentary on the, I mentioned, the Netziv's commentary on the Chumash, it's called, on the Gemara, it's called Merome Sodeh. Merome Sodeh. That's a possible, it's actually Haftorah, this coming Shabbos. In the Shira of Devorah, when after they conquered the Canaanite, the Abimel Khazor, and so on, so it says the difference. She praises the song of Dora. The Shira is a Shabbos Shira, right? So we read those Yashir and the Chumash and Mishal. So in Haftorah, we read Shira's Dora. It's a long Haftorah, at least with Ashkenazim. And it says there she thanks or praises the different tribes that came to help fight. And so on. It says, Naftali al Merome Sodeh. The Nativ of Naftali was the name. So Naftali al Merome Sodeh called his work Merome Sodeh. There are a lot of, I mean, you can think, you know, a lot of songs like that, you know. But anyway, the Lezer Rokeach says that the person who writes the Sefer should hint at his name. Rokeach, Gematria is a Lezer. That's what it's saying. He did it himself. I don't know how to do it, he did it himself. Okay? But anyway, so, whatever. Oh, so Rokeach has a remez also, the 18 Tvachim, in terms of the height. He says in his commentary at the end of the Shmoneh Esrei. So he wrote a commentary in the Siddur also, Perisha or Kechel Sinat Tfila, you look at the bottom of the page there. Ata Echoluha Kenege Matik Miyuk has brachas. Why are there 18 brachas from Ayasa? The Gemara gives reasons, but he has other reasons. One of them is to see the Zeh Mas Amenorah, Nelame Chagoba Amenorah Yud Ches Tfahim. Okay, that's the Zeh. And he also says, Ulecha Gibbalah Amenorah Malayim. Okay, menorah can be spelled with the vav or without the vav, right? You can spell menorah without the vav also. But he says there are three times in Chumash where ha-menorah, the menorah is spelled with the vav. So three times vav, gimel vav and then yurchet. Okay, these are all Ramaz and so on. But nobody that I saw other than the Malbim, I'm sure there are others, but you know, say anything about the width. Okay? But in any event, having digressed all this, which is okay, it'll be interesting, but the kasha which the Meiri started with, okay, is still a good kasha. You look back at 23 a second, the Meiri said the Gemara has a statement. Call a kale just motion nasa torah hamida except for the part of the kapores. So it's not true. The menorah also, by the way, the kior, there are others that didn't. Okay, the kior also doesn't have the measurements of the torah. So then the Meiri just said, oh, tell him, he figures out what the height was. Okay, but what do we do with the statement in our Gemara? So I think, and ironically, I didn't see someone do this unless I missed it. But the answer is, what the Gemara means is where the Torah gave measurements. Okay, they gave measurements for the height, width, for the length, width, and the height. And the height. In other words, the menorah didn't give anything. We could get catch with the Ramaz of 18 tefachim. So it's not a kasha. Why didn't tell us it didn't give us any measurements. You follow? In other words, what the Gemara means, Al-Pashtus, is that when the Chumash gave the length and width, it also gave the height, except for the Kaporos. You follow? But there are some, by the Menorah, didn't give anything. All right, that's not a steer. The statement was, when it gave something, it gave everything. I have to figure out why not, I don't know. Why did it leave it to Ramazim? And how do we figure out the length and width? And how did the Baal know that? Okay, I don't know. But at least I'm just trying to explain in terms of the flow of the Gemara. Okay? Yeah? Good? All right. Finally, on this issue of Tofasta Maruba Lo Tofasta. Okay? How do we explain that phrase? Okay? What does it mean? Tofasta Maruba Tofasta, Tofasta Maruba Lo Tofasta. Okay? So Rashi, by us, gave, and it's in the Gemara a number of places. I mean, you can look at various course references and be interested in the subject. But so Rashi said, and by us, here in Sukkah, that it's a mashal. Right? Because if you grab more, so it could be they'll take away from you, right? And lo tafas, you won't get it. If you have less, you'll al kalponim get that. You may get the rest, so al kalponim have something. Okay? And that's the moshe. Alright? And which we're trying to apply over here, that it's what's it a moshe to? Because we're not grabbing anything here. It's a moshe to an analysis of how to read a pasuk, or to derive something from the chumash. Okay, you go for the less, not for the more. Okay, that's why we know, we ask, why do you compare the kapora? We're trying to figure out the height of the kaporas, right? So the answer is, based on the mizgeres, it's a tofa. Mizgeres tofa, it's a tefa. So why don't you base it on the kalim themselves, and the smallest ones are in the 9 tofa? The answer is, you're based on the smaller one. That's tefas, that's a marshal. You go for the smaller, okay? Rashi, I printed a few places I could have printed, but look in Chulin. That's what Rashi spells it out, really. Because this is something which is in the Medrash. Medrash Halacha. Look in Rashi, Chulin Kuf, Lamed Ches, Amrala. Tofasta Maruba, Lo Tofasta. That's a Brisa, B'Toras Konon, Gabe Zova. Okay, by Zova. Okay, now a Zova is a woman who has a bodily discharge. Okay, but it's not the normal menstrual period. Okay, a Zova is something else. Okay, it is blood, it can be blood and so on, but it's below esnidasa. It's not part of a normal menstrual cycle. Okay, which is why today we don't know exactly where it is, so we treat any type of discharge as nida. Okay, that's a humor. Nida is really only when she's expecting her menstrual flow, which, you know, there are ways to figure that out. But we treat everyone, you know, we today, we're machmir that even, you know, a very minor flow, even if it's not a normal time, we're going to treat the status of nida, unless we have other things to be told about, whatever. I'm not going to listen to that, but that's the basic point. So by zava, it says as follows. Zava, the word zava means flow. That's what the word means. Okay? So you can have a male could be a zava also, by the way. Okay? And a male doesn't have a period, obviously, but the male can have discharge in the body. So zava is all, zav rather, is a male has a discharge. It's not normal discharge. It's not seen. It's not through intercourse. Not normal discharge or urine. It's a different thing. It's usually because of some sort of sickness or something. You know, we definitely need to discuss this. Anyway, there's a brice in Torah. It's called Gabi Zava. Vayikra Perek Tezva. Okay. It says there. I think I printed the wrong pasuk. Yes, I apologize. I printed the wrong pasuk. I should have printed the pasuk Chafei or Chafei and Chavo. The pasuk says, V'chisazu, I apologize. 34, I printed the wrong pasuk. It's Perek Tezvav, Vayikra, Shri Pasuk Chafei. V'isha k'yazu zov doma yomim rabim, below esnidosa. She has a flow, discharge. And not the time for nidus, not the time of a menstrual period. Oh, kizol nidusa, kovay, zol tumasa, kiminasa, tiyan, tmehi, fine. What does yomim rabim mean? How many days? Right? Yomim rabim? 100 days, 2 days, 5 days? What is yomim rabim? Okay? Kisiyez zoba, yomim rabim. So the Rashi Chulin says, yomim shtayim, minimum plural is 2. So it says yamim, too. It says rab means 3. Oh, eina ela rabim asara. Maybe it should be 10 days. Okay? Right? Rashi in Chumash, if you look in 35, there in Parashat Mitzorah, you compare it as well, Pasuk Afei. Rashi, I printed the right Pasuk. Just look, Chumash, I printed the right Pasuk. Yamim rabim, shlosha yamim. Means 3 days. If she has this flow, this discharge for a minimum of 3 days, that's when the status of being a zava comes on. Okay, 3 days. So, I don't know, rabbi, a word like rabbin can go, you know. So it says, so the language of the, we'll get back to Rashi. It's Rashi and Kul and Kuflam and Chesmahal. He's going to ask him, Tafas, the Rabbi, Tafas. So it's a Bryce of the Torah, it's Kona Gabi Zoba. Yomim Rabbim, Yomim Shan Rabbim, Shosha, Oina El Rabbim Asora. So Amr, Kol Shishama Maruba, Shishama Muad. When you have a word which can be, can, again, the word like Yomim Rabbim can be many, many days, or just many days, it can be more, it can be less. That's what we say, tafasta maruba lo tafasta, tafasta mua tafasta. Meaning, says Rashi, ho el velo pirish l'cha ezamehen. Since the Torah isn't clear, it doesn't say which is it, many, 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 many days, or just many days, or more than two. So therefore, yesh l'cha litfos harishon shememashma. You take the least that implies. Shim lo nitfos ela maruba, because if I were to argue that it means 10 days or 100 days, how do you know? You're trying to say when becomes a zava. Yomim Rabbi means 10 days. Excuse me, how do you know it doesn't mean 6 days or 3 days? It's also Yomim Rabbi. Multiplicity, let me translate in English. Multiplicity of days. Okay? I mean, multiplicity can mean 3, it can mean 30. Right? So, what gives you the right? As Rashi says, how can you say that it doesn't mean less than that? And you tell me that the less than that is excluded from this din. Says who? But hello, afuma mashma. It's also implied. And kishatoma ein azaba v'pachos me'asara. And I want to have a lot of shosha mashma. Okay? So you'll tell me she doesn't become a zaba until she has 10 days of this? What do you mean? Maybe it's 3. Ushtoma shosha mashma ein alasara. Atoma la'afa shosha mashma. She says, but if I tell you that it's she becomes over after 3 days, and you tell me 10, okay? But at least the 3 is included. We agree that the three is included. V'gabe sherus nami tomar avnei bani meshuchav ema mil atomi le'alo af avnei b'chal sherus. That's the case over there in Chul, and that's what it's talking about. Let's bring it over to us. Okay, we say over here that what you want to compare the kaporis to something. So you can either say it's 9 tefach or it's a tefach or it's a 1 tefach. Okay, so it says go for the less because the less it definitely is. It's definitely 1 tefach. Okay, it's definitely 1. Maybe it's more, but definitely 1. But you can't say the other way. You can't say it was definitely 9. It wasn't. Okay, you don't even know for sure it was really 1. So that's all we know for sure. Everyone will agree, no matter which way, whether you're tefasta maruba or tefasta mu'at, we're going to agree on one thing. It's 1 tefach. They'll take that. Okay, that's basically what Rashi says there. There are, however, other. Well, let's see. Maybe we'll look. Okay, let's look at the Sifra itself. The Sifra is in the section of Mitzorah called Parsha Zovim, Parsha Hey Perek Zayin. in the Medrash Halacha, the Sifra. Sifra is the same thing as the Torah's Kohanim, right? Sifra means Aramaic for HaSefer, the book. It's this, on one book, Book of Ikur. So the Sifra there in Mitzorah, second Shul Parsha, Zovim Parsha, hey, then in Parag Zayin, it says, hey, Yomim Shnayim, Yochalem Harbem Makira, Kol Shoshama Maruba, or Shmuel Maruba, Shmuel Maruba, Tafas Maruba, Lo Tafas, Tafas, Lo Tafas. So it's in the Medrash. Now, that's a, how exactly that means. Rabbi Akiva says that's what it means. Take the least. Rabbi Huda ben Besera Omer, Vav over there. Rabbi Huda ben Besera Omer, Shtei Midos, Achas Kala, Achas Mida Sheina Kala, Modedim Mida Kala, and Modedim Mida Sheina Kala. Kala means like, does it ever end? Okay? If you're going to tell me I'll take what's less, so it's something finite. Right? Minimum plural is two. So it says, Yomim Rabim, you have two, so now it's three. If you're going to say 10, I'll ask you, why is it up at 10? Why not 50? Why not 100? Why not 1,000? It's infinite. Right? It never ends. Okay? So it can't mean that, because you have no idea where to stop. If I say I'm taking the minimum, there is a finite minimum. Okay, if the word, if something's in plural, there's a finite minimum. What's the finite minimum? Two. Okay? It can't be less than that. And since here it says Yomim Rabim, so it's a minimum one more than two. So that I got. But once you're going to go 10, I'll tell you why it's not for 10. Like with little kids, you know, we would ask, what's the highest number in the world? And the kid would go, a billion. Okay, yeah, plus one. Okay, you can't do it, right? It's infinite. So that's a bit of a serious take on the phrase Tafas Malov Ruba, Tafas Ruba Lo Tafas. Okay? And Rabbi Chemia in Zion says, Rabbi Chemia Omer, he said, never mind, it's similar to the previous one, a little different. He said, what's the pasuk trying to do? Confuse us or tell us a fact? Right? It's the pasuk trying to open the door for us or lock the door for us? Obviously, Torah is trying to tell us something that we can figure out. If you're going to say 10, I could say 100, 1,000, a million, whatever. It's similar to the previous tariff, but not because of the infinite, but it is, but his angle is a little different. He's saying, because what's the Torah doing? The Torah is trying to give us information. The Torah is not trying to hide things from us. The Torah is not trying to be cryptic. Okay? And, alright, others were Muna, Omer, Mishum Yehuda, Yom Mishnayim, Yachal, Yom Harbe. See, the Yom always be two, could have been in plural, Rabim Shlosha, that's the Tafas Malo Tafas, and so on. Anyway, of the three first reasons, Mekiva, Yerub Mesera, and Rabbi Nechemia, Rashi took Rabbi Kiva's reason, right? Rashi in Chul actually quotes it verbatim, Biosi quotes it, doesn't mention his name, but he just says, tell me which is, what is the lotion? Kolsha, second line of Rashi 33, Kolsha Shomo, or Shmuel, Maruba, Shmuel, Mua, Tafas, that's Mamish Rikiva's lotion. Okay, that's a Rashi accepted that, and then by us also. Okay. Tosus on Amud Bey is by us. Tosus, Diva Maskal, Tafas, Maruba, Lo, Tafas, in case it comes up again. On Amud Bey is, all you got to do is look at the first line. Yesh Mefarshim, Lefisha, Mida, Maruba, Ein Lo, Sof. Okay. That's like the second, that's like Nechemia. Okay. I'm sorry, like Yudim Mesera. That's infinite. The Ritva, by us here in Sukkah, Ham and Alan, the Master Nebu, Gokan, Pierce, which was called Itmar, the Isha, Kisosu, Zov, Domi, Yomi, Rabbi, Yomi, Shine, Rabbi, Shosha, Hemetzvei, Parkin, Tafas, Lotavas, Zelafisha, Ain Lim, Aruba, Shir. Okay? There's no maximum, you know, amount. The Alpha, the Hacha, the Mishish, or Asha, Lumo, Migos, Rakelim, Mida, Shove, Mida, Shove, Kol, and Lodun, Osu, Shirin. Okay, but at the end of it, writes, oh, Chakosu Bolafar is only stone. That's like the third sheet. That's like a Bechimah. It works out better over here. Bottom line is, all three reasons that the Medrash has are found in different Rishonim to explain Tafas and Tafasa. Okay? So therefore, at this point, we're okay, get it? That's it. Rashi and the Tosas and the Kedusha Ritva, all here in Sukkah, correspond respectively to the Shittas and the Medrash of Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Mesera, and Rabbi Nechemia. Okay? And in a sense, they're all right. Lamaisi, no Lamaisi difference. Okay? You know, But okay. But each one of these shittas, the Rishonim, is rooted in one of the opinions of the Talmud or the Medrash. Okay? All right, so this was something to hear. Yeah, Rosai. So that's what I thought it should be.